welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it is time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And I love chatting with you guys. I can't believe how fast the weeks fly by. So first of all, let's just take 1 minute to breathe in through your nose. Let's get present. How good did that feel? That is so accessible every day. We can just take a breath. We can totally sense drench our bodies so that we can just drop in, right? Because I don't know where you were living before this. Maybe you were living in the future and you were feeling super anxious because if that's where your thoughts are, most likely you have some anxiety over something that you have to do, a list that you have to get done, something that you're scared of doing, fearful around, maybe uncharted territory. Or if you're living in the past, most likely we're feeling guilt, sadness, depression, something over maybe not getting something the way that we wanted it, or saying something that we regret, or maybe someone hurting us in the past. So a great way to get present, you guys, is just use your breath in through your nose and sigh out through your mouth and just experience what's going on around you. So what are you hearing? What are you seeing? What are you feeling on your skin? Can you feel your heartbeat right now? What is it exactly that you're feeling, seeing, hearing? And just really drop into your body and get present. And then you guys know that I love, love, love a good gratitude practice to get present. So just think of a few things right now. Actually, just think of one that you are so grateful for, that you are so grateful for. Is it someone? Is it something? Is it your job? Is it your kids? Is it your spouse? Is it your parents? What is it? I just want you to picture it and feel it. What does it feel like when you are in the presence of that person, when you give them a hug, when you see them, when you hear them do a deep belly laugh? Does it just crack you up? What does it feel like? Get so grateful. There you are. Hi. Welcome. Welcome back. So you guys, I just want to say thank you because you're on my gratitude list today. I love doing this podcast with you. And I'm so excited because I just launched enrollment for my 12-week e-course and it is called The Bliss Habit. This is a course that's been around for a couple of years and I've had over 5,000 women on this amazing course who've had massive breakthroughs and really just gotten to the place where they wanted to go. So it's a beautiful bridge from where you are now to where you want to go. Because we deal with all of the things that we don't even know are blocking us, whether it's something or someone that we need to forgive. Maybe it's really finding our authentic voice and what we really love and implementing that into our life. Maybe it's what we need to take action on first. You name it. I have 12 weeks that go over each individual category and you can go at your own pace. So you don't have to be in the perfect space at the perfect time because we all know that doesn't exist. But you can go at your own pace and you get totally tuned into this awesome tribe who is supporting you. You're going along and vlogging with them if you choose to do the different coursework and homework. There is a meditation every single week to lock in whatever lesson you learn. So if you are a person who maybe is feeling a lot of lack and a lot of need, and let's say abundance, the weekly lesson of abundance is really speaking to you. You need to get more abundant. You have to view the world as there's enough for everyone. Maybe you're viewing, you know, your business as says, oh, she just launched this business, or he's doing that same thing, or I can't believe they just launched a podcast or a book. I wanted to write that book. If you are in that space, you can't create, right? So maybe that is a week that you need to really focus on, and then lock it in with the abundance meditation that goes along with it. So if you guys are interested in learning more, it is at theblisshabit.com. So I hope that I get to see you in that page and taking that course, because it truly is everything that I have done, all of the different years of coaching, all of the different events that I've been to. I've taken all of my favorites to create this foundational life-changing course. It's really a launching pad for what you want to do. So again, that's theblisshabit.com. And today I want to chat with you guys about coaching, because I have recently hired so many different coaches in my life. It's crazy. Now, why have I done this? Well, number one, I have a lot of different things coming up that I was doing on my own. And I was finding that because I'm pretty new at a lot of them, such as I am on a 3-month deadline for my book, and I've never really written a book before. Now I'm writing, but I don't know what it actually means and looks like, and what the deadlines are and timelines and where I should be and how to get even more out of myself and out of the story and out of the writing and bring the reader along with me. So I've hired a coach for writing. So I have an amazing coach for writing. And, you know, you can use coaches as much or as little as you want. And a lot of times what I do is, if I'm not quite ready for a coach yet, or if I'm just really interested in going it alone in the very beginning, is I'll do a lot of searching podcasts. I'll search YouTube, right? Because YouTube is like one of the best teachers. I will read different books. I'll just look up any information on the topic. And that is a beautiful way. But something about a coach really does something for you. And I'm going to get into that, because today this topic came up because today I had my first, now I've done other personal training sessions, but I had my first session where I actually hired a trainer. So this is a friend of mine, but we don't treat it like we're friends at the gym, right? We do, we're friendly, but she treats me like any other client. And I love that. I don't want to sit and conversate. I want really specific time to work on goals. So hello, I'm a personal trainer with an amazing program. Why on earth would I hire another personal trainer? Well, number one, I want to always be getting better. Number two, I want someone to measure my goals, to hold me accountable. And also, I want to make it, I forgot how good it feels to have somebody give you a goal and show up the next week and make yourself and them proud. It feels so incredibly good to have someone measure with you and have somebody bought into your goals. So this was another place that it was just so beautiful today. I knew that 9 o'clock rolled around. I wanted to be there early. I wanted to stretch. So it also made me show up on time, get it done early in the morning, have this great companionship during this. So, you know, it's really easy that when we set all these goals to lead this life, that can tend to get lonely, that we're just always striving for something alone. And I've done this for years, you know, outside of classes, which I've just adored since I moved to California. I've really become a part of this class culture, and I totally get it now about working out with people, showing up to a community. But now for my strength training sessions in the gym, for one day out of the week, I do 3 days typically of strength training. For one day out of the week, I go and have somebody work on all my weak spots. So for me, I never really want to work the backside of my body, right? It's just a weakness for me. And she's really helping me strengthen the different areas that I need more strength in so that I can stay active for the rest of my life. So she's helping me with mobility in my knees and my low back and all of these great things that I typically would never spend time on, because I'd rather hit the fun stuff, like, you know, I don't know, shoulders, abs. I'm really great with quad dominant things, but enough about that, more about coaching. So that's the whole point, is I'm hiring someone for my weak spots and to really help me see what those are, because it's so easy to focus on what's easy or what we're good at. So I had a beautiful experience this morning that I'm really excited about. So once a week, I will be coaching with a trainer. And also, she's an expert at the area at my weaknesses. And that's exactly why I wanted her out of anyone else to be my coach, is hire those people who can see the blind spots, who really are going to make you do the things that you don't want to do, right? Because what gets measured moves, you guys. What gets measured moves. So if you're not taking it into account, if you're not measuring it, if you're not setting goals around it, it's not going to move. You might be really great at making it stay the same, and that's awesome if you're cool with that. But I don't know about you, but if you're a human, you probably want to be making progress, right? So where else have I hired a coach? I recently started playing guitar, so I'm doing that once a week as well for 30 minutes. It's not a huge commitment. And it's also financially not a huge commitment for people. So depending upon what you want to do, some lessons cost $25, $20, you guys. It just depends on, you know, how often you want to go. And I'm sure that you can find somebody even lower than that. And oh, that's a whole other conversation, by the way. I also believe that making sure that you invest in your goals, in the things that you want to do, and, you know, hiring someone that knows their worth is so important, because the more value you place on it, the more likely you're going to improve. So let's just disregard that I even said that. Find someone who's good. And if it's something that you really want to do, make sure you invest in it. Make sure you invest in them, because especially if you want to get better, or especially if you are a business owner or you charge for something you do, you absolutely want to make sure you are paying someone what they believe that they are worth and what you believe that their value is to your life, right? And that's just a whole other reason of why coaches help you show up, is you place value on what you are doing. They also help determine your action plan. So let's go to a guitar lesson. For me, I thought I would have to learn so much more every week, and I thought it would take so long. But since my goals are so small and they give me one thing to work on every single week, I know that one thing can sometimes only take me 10 to 15 minutes a day. And I drastically notice that even within that 10 to 15 minutes, I improve so much. Because if I was going with who I am and who I've been known to be, if I was going to start learning guitar on my own, and I didn't have these directions, I would probably take on way too much, get burnt out, say, this is way too hard. I can't do this for hours a day. There's no way, there's no time. And then I'd quit. So now, knowing that my commitment is 30 minutes for my lesson, and then about 15 minutes a day, that's the rate I'm going at. It might be slow, but at least I'm enjoying it, and it is moving. Then I realize it's not as big as I thought. So that's also what a coach does, is they use your time efficiently and effectively. And it really helps you to get laser focused on exactly what you want to do, right? Sometimes we get so close to the project that we can't see that we're spending too much time in one spot, or that we're missing something completely, or that we're overwhelming ourselves, or we're stressing ourselves out, or something doesn't need to be done yet for a long time, or we could do a whole lot less, or maybe we're not doing enough in a certain area. And it just moves the needle so much faster. It relieves stress and it relieves anxiety. And as well, I also have hired, or I also do a coaching or a mastermind program every single year. Now, I didn't start out with this in the beginning. I started out with what my funds could afford me. And at the time, what I did was I did a process of the most pressing issue that I needed help with or desired help with. And for me, that was improving my business and improving my weaknesses around wanting to get out there more. So, you know, I got into programs of people who were writing books, who were speaking, who were creating courses. I wanted to know what they were doing and how they were doing it. And for me, that was most pressing, because I wanted to create the income for all of these other things that I wanted to do and for all of the other ways that I wanted to help. So find your most pressing issue. And if you can't hire a coach yet, make sure that you are coaching yourself online and setting a goal and measuring it every single week. So do the best to be your own coach. So maybe every single day you commit 20 minutes, whether it's to looking up a YouTube video on exactly what you want to do, whether it's reading, whether it's a podcast, and measuring the goal. So if you want to get better at writing, maybe what you do is you research, you know, all the different methods that people do to write a book or write whatever it is that you want to be writing. And then you measure it every week. You commit time to it, 20, 30, what, 60 minutes a week. And then you, every single week, reflect, you measure, you see where you're at, you see how far you want to go. And in the beginning, this is what I had to do until you make that commitment. And I'll tell you, when I hired my first coach, or when I first, you guys, when I first, paid for my first big program, it was with Jack Canfield, and I remember hearing it on a podcast, and he was launching this year-long program, and you do a whole bunch of stuff during the year, but you also meet in person for three different weeks spread throughout the year. And these are like early mornings to late at night, like hardcore learning, hardcore sharing, facilitation, all of these different things. And the price was like insanity. I'm not even kidding you. Like, it was so far above what I thought I could ever afford. I just put that money down and I was like, well, here it goes. I want to work with the best. I want to change my life. I want a commitment so big that I can't not show up. And for me, it was the perfect price for that. That I was like, there is no way I'm not going to become this, because I'm making such a massive commitment. Number one, to somebody that I respect more than I can tell you. Number two, putting money down in a value that I was going to make sure it got all that out and then some, which it did times a million. I can't even thank him enough for all of the different things that program provided. So you guys, coaching is such a beautiful thing. Nobody ever gets there on their own. So whether your mentors are in the form of books or podcasts or whatever it is, you know, start thinking about it. Start thinking about if you need to be your own coach at first and then set a goal around what you want to do. But it's such a glorious way to move that needle forward faster. And I am all about it right now. So why am I hiring all of these people right now? It is because, like I said before, I have a 3-month deadline on my book. I'm doing a TED talk and they want it in less than a month, recorded and all figured out. So from today's date, that gives me right around 3 weeks to completely write one from start to finish. So I've hired a coach for that to really help pull a story out of me and keep me focused on what my tasks are every single day around that. Because I've never done that before either, along with running two businesses. So we have our network marketing business that I'm still active in. And I also have my Bliss Project, Bliss Habit, Body and Soul programs, all of those other programs. So in order for me to become a master of my schedule, I need help right now. Like, I'm not going to sit here and whine about it anymore and feel anxious. Right now, I feel so clear because my time is being used so efficiently and I have markers for everything because I've gotten help with so much that I feel really good. I actually have a little bit of time to play my guitar, right? To play my guitar, because I am being so efficient with the time that I have. It's so beautiful. So you guys, if this is getting you really clear on what you need, I am so happy that you are thinking about coaching or doing some sort of program or just really coaching yourself. So let me know what you're going to do. Reach out to me on Instagram. You guys know that I love to chat with you there. I love to meet you all there. Reach out to me on Instagram. Feel free to email me, or you guys know that I love to hang out on Facebook and do lives as well. So if you want to chat with me in the morning on my Facebook lives, I have a public figure page that I'm on just about every morning at Lori Harder. So you guys, thank you so much. And I hope that I get to see some of you on the Bliss Habit program. It's a really beautiful foundational program for your life. Like I said, it's that launching pad of clarity. If you feel like you don't even know where to start, you're being held back, or maybe there's a lot of open loops running in the background that are draining your battery right now to the point where you don't even know how you would start because you feel like you're all over the place. It's a really awesome foundational program. So you guys have the best day. I'm so grateful for you, and I'll keep you posted on all of this craziness, but I also want to know what's going on in your life. So until next time, earn your happy. Bye everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.